Okay, guys, thanks for joining us, or gentlemen, gladly join us for post-game frivolities. Questions in the room first, and then we'll kick it to the reporters on Zoom. Robin, if you want to start.
I don't know how many headers you got in that game. Clearances, I don't know, do you mentally count them, or are you just, there's another one, and how you held on at the end there, anything you can say about that?
Well, it's kind of my job as a central defender, you know, to defend the crosses that are coming in the box. Today there was a lot. Their wing play was very strong today, so they had a lot of crosses coming to the box. And, yeah, I wish I could get that corner back because that's what they got the goal back on. But, yeah, I think first half we played a really good game. Got back after they scored on us. And I think second half, especially after the 70th minute, they started to put a lot of pressure on us. Got the goal back, and even after that, we were scrambling a little bit. And yeah, I wish we could have taken the 3 points, but 1 point, it is what it is. Looking forward to the next game.
Any other questions in the room, Luis?
Yeah, it was a crazy game. What were your impressions being on the pitch? There was a lot of changes in momentum, so from your perspective, player, how did you saw the game?
Well, you can look at both teams' record. I don't think either of us or York have lost in the last 5 games. You know, both teams have a lot of confidence going right now, and that's what happens in games where two confident teams play against each other, that the change of momentum will be constantly there. And I think it happened again today. I think they had a lot of good moments. We had a lot of good moments. And I think it could have went either way in the end. And yeah.
And just a quick follow-up. You're still behind York in the table. The playoff spot is there. So how's the team taking that? It's a good point, but you're still just a bit behind York.
Well, we came here for 3 points. We wanted to jump ahead and get in those playoff spots, you know, just be in there. You know, it looks nice looking at the table, being in the top four. But we know we're not far away from it. And we know that we're confident right now. I think I'm beaten in 10 now. We can build on that, we can build on the game today again. And now we're looking forward to welcome Forge on Wednesday at home and hoping to get 3 points there to climb in the ladder.
Any more questions in the room? Great. Nate, if we can go to the Zoom portion of the conference, please.
Yeah, on Zoom, any questions here?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Appreciate it. Thanks, bud. Well done.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay, guys, we'd like to welcome Stephen Hart to the press conference. Questions in the room first, and then we'll go to the Zoom reporters. Robin.
Well, this is a fourth tie in a row that you guys, when you play each other, tie. Is there a way you can explain today's game as exciting as the other four, or the other three that have been ties as well?
Yeah, I think similar sort of game. In the sense that last time they were up, I think 3-0, and we came back 3-3, and this time they went ahead first, and then we tied it up, and then we went ahead, and then they tied it up on a set play. But overall, a very balanced game, probably a fair result in the end.
Any other questions in the room? Giancarlo.
Stephen, you know, your team, you go up after that quick goal early by York, and they come back. Like, how do you maintain that confidence within your group to make sure that York start getting the lead and things to get out of that?
Well, I mean, you know, we've been in this situation before. We know we can play from behind. The basic thing that we like to do if we're scored on is not get scored on again and put ourselves under double pressure. And just play the game and be patient and eventually work yourself back, you know, back into the game. Don't get too panicky about it, you know. I'd have to see the goal again. Somebody missed their assignment, but I know what the problem was. And if a certain player out there was healthy, I think you'd have won the ball in the air. But well done. As I said, fair result in the end.
Luis, I think, just tipped in before we bring.
Hi, Coach. Just a question from how the game developed today. How valuable is this point in the game?
Well, I think any point for both these teams is extremely important. You know, we're fighting it out neck and neck, and Vala is in the mix as well. So any points for these teams is important. I would have liked to have gotten a result in terms of a win against York, but we haven't managed that this season. All credit to them.
Another point. Does it tell us or give us an indication that the fight, you know, for the playoff will go very, very down to the wire?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look at some of the results out west that are happening, and then the way we are all sharing points here in the east, it's going to come down to that, right down to the end. You know, we've been playing every 3-4 days since September 3rd, I think. All credit to my players. You know, they've been going at it for a long time, and they've kept the standard high. And in the end, I do think it's going to come down to the last, you know, 2 or 3 games of the season.
Any other questions in the room, guys? Okay, we'll turn it over, Nate, to the Zoom part of the conference, please.
Any questions for the Zoom here? Looking for the hand up icon. No, we're okay.
We're good, Steve. Thank you very
sweet.
Much for your time.
Okay.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Safe journey, Bob. We're
pretty safe. I don't think any water is going to throw light on the side. Except they do see the shadow, it's not.
Jimmy Brennan will be along momentarily, and Noah Verhoeven will be the player that we're putting forward.
So
today.
The first time there's these. You know, no visiting reporters. I mean, Halifax is all over, so, you know, with all the media, and there's nobody here today from them, like, you know, online.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange.
Nate, you didn't come on. You're just not interested. We're all getting ready for the TFC game, maybe. Jeez.
Oh, we have the natural light.
Yeah.
They're not combining.